shine like the blues.
Shine like the sun and the moon.
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio with the Spankmeister himself.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. Upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts, I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the year. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Y'all be going on vacation? See, the thing is, if you about to be up out this biatch, check it. Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, you got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. Dog, you lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. Nia, we'll get you to your hoe and back lickety-split. No shit. Then you be back at your crib chilling with a flat spliff, thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell, these fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep, it be crying. Yeah, you thought it was rain. So bring a towel, because at Delta, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta coochies and make all them punk-ass co-workers of yours catch the vapors as you be off and up out. You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a Jimmy hat. At Delta, we loves us some flying, and it be showing like a motherfucker.
We got to tell a joke.
You want me to tell a joke?
Yeah, tell us a good joke. Think, come on. I want one right now. Come on.
Well, I don't know. Actually, on the spot. Let's see. Two Jews. What? No. Okay. Okay. Two homeless guys walking down the street.
Okay.
Come across a dead cat.
Okay.
One guy says, "Hey, you hungry?" Guy goes, "No, I'm not going to eat that." He goes, "Okay, eats a dead cat." Yeah. So they walk another mile. The one homeless guy vomits the cat back up. The other guy starts digging in and goes, "Hey, that's how I like my food, warm."
Not Spankwagon.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing.
Shut the fuck up!
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it. Oh. What is this? What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
out of this world, leave the real one far behind, and we can dance. Dance.
my shorts.
Should I stay or should I go?
You got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time.
What's up, dude?
Hi.
How's it going?
things have been better.
Yeah, I could tell on the way in here. Yeah.
Ah! Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday night.
It's 10 p.m.
We're a little thereafter. You know what that means.
Claude was late. No, it's Spankwagon Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually overslept. I was up on 2 hours sleep the night before, dude.
See, that just sucks, because I know how that feels.
Yeah.
So I know what you're talking about. Oh, and thank you, Toon. Yes, it is about time, us fuckers, that we're here.
Yes.
Spankwagon Radio. By the way, we've got to do this. I think this is like a damn near record, because I've now had mentions in ours and Spankwagon, actual legitimate mentions.
Wow.
Let's bring down the clicker. Licker pop.
Oh.
First off, we're going to do it right now, because we got some mad props to give out that are definitely well-earned. Well, I don't know about that. Let's just deal with the mad props.
All right. I'll do the beatbox.
First off, Reverend Hammer for, being there as always.
That's right.
On time.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We'll see. It's a time difference. That's why.
It's a time difference.
Mad props.
Later for him. And also, I want to say right now, the God himself, Virtual One, now is in the room, and that's something itself, all its
that
own.
That it is. And by the way, if anybody is in the room right now, you know, like, save the IRC chat log, that'll be like finding, you know, Bigfoot.
Yeah. The fact that we have more than three people in here, which is actually kind of refreshing.
Mad props.
Yes. So thank you. Oscar, yes, we see you. You're up. So.
Mad props.
And, of course, Toe and Toon, two different people, who are from Ars Anime. I want to say thank you. Thank you for coming down to the slum here.
Mad props to both of you.
And I'm being paid to be in here?
Nope.
Okay. Just, all right, if you're being paid. Let's just, bye.
Oh, that's great. We have listeners and you kick them out.
I'm sure he'll come back. Well, if he does, he came back. All right. Just remember, you don't have to be here. We're not a job. All right.
But it'd be nice if you were.
Yeah, hey. Could you pay us to be here, too? Maybe Claude won't find the motivation.
Fuck, man.
Oh, Toon's a girl? Well, shit. There you go. There's proof right there.
So, how's it going?
You know, proof right there that, internet's gender neutral.
Could you, like, you know, IM me, you know, Social Security so I can do
credit report.
Credit report on you? This is a very good night for me.
Sorry, Toon.
It's actually a very good night for me, and one, I cannot understand why the hell all smog check places have to close at 5 p.m.
It's law. I'm sure it's a blue law. It's like the Vegas-only blue law, where all smog dealerships on certain dealerships get to close on certain times.
New car dealerships have to be closed on Sunday.
It's actually a gentleman's agreement.
Really?
Really. New car dealerships, except for the one, the Bill Hurd or whatever, that gets to be open. Now, this is what sucks.
Dude, you have to see the new one.
24/7.
Oh, Vista.
You
want
to go to a fucking fuck,
dude? I don't get. Check this out, for real. There is a Chevrolet dealership here in Vegas that is open, rain, sleet, snow. I hate that kind of
thing. I know, I do too.
Okay, 24 hours a day, they do sales and service.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in and get a fucking oil change at 3 a.m. or buy a fucking new Chevy or a used car off their lot. Now, if other people would follow suit with that, we'd be fucking set. Which is actually going to lead Trencher here up to something rather unique. Technically, you need a. Three miracles, right, to be a saint?
I don't remember how many miracles. Yeah, the wife is shrugging her shoulder. She doesn't know either.
Apparently you're on your way because you've already done two.
How have I done miracles?
The Apple conversion and the Mopar one.
Okay.
Actually,
well,
I have to give props to that.
Real quick, we got to stop. The wife walked in the room and just saw Claude's loud shoes. And for those of you who want to know loud...
Has anybody there ever seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
That is too, but Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Homeboy's wearing Spicoli.
Hey, what's this? That was my skull.
Oh, man. You just...
Yes, I am. I actually have black and white checkered Vans.
Black and white checkered Spicoli Vans. Big black and white checkered shoes.
They make them for women. They also have red and white, and they have Hawaiian ones, you know?
See, I've seen the Hawaiian ones.
And they have, like...
Like the greenish Hawaiian. See, because the wife here, she loves to wear Chuck Taylors. So she's like all into the canvas shoe.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
See, I like Vans, because check this out, man. They actually will put shit around your heel on the back, so it don't cut in.
It doesn't rub on everything like that.
Because I had a pair of like Converse like that one time, except for they were knockoffs.
You get some big fucking feet,
They
dude.
Were like fucking Spud McKenzie's.
Really?
Yes, they had fucking Spud McKenzie on
them. Wow, that's...
Yeah.
That's... Yeah. What's this? What's she bringing in? Oh, yes. Now, Virtual One knows these shoes rather well, because he's commented on them.
Wow.
Well worn. They're Keds, I believe?
No, they're Vans.
They're Vans. Mickey Mouse.
You have Mickey Mouse Vans. I didn't
know
Mickey Mouse
Vans. And I remember Virtual One was making a mention of that, going, does she own everything Mickey Mouse? And I go, absolutely. And then he looked on one wall of my house and saw Mickey Mouse. He looked at another wall, saw something Mickey Mouse.
Be thankful.
It's everywhere.
Be thankful it's Mickey Mouse, at least. It's not Hello Kitty.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. We just pissed off
people from Mars Anime. Oh, damn it. We just lost Ars Anime. Fuck. I don't know. I can't really see why. Well, no, I can. We got talking. Did you just smell her shoe, dude? Hit him with it. Oh, God. Now she smells. Can I smell? There must be something. Smells like rubber. It smells like shoe. Oh, man, that's great, man.
No, it was actually just for the visuals
hey,
right now.
Dave there?
Who?
Dave?
Dave's not here.
No.
Come on, man, I got the stuff, man. I got the stuff. Come on, let me in. Come on, man, it's Dave. Yeah, this is actually a joke. There's a new supervisor, you know. We play musical offices at our jobs. Or we don't. Our supervisors do. So we have a new guy named Cheech that moved in. I don't know who he is, man, but I'm dying to make fun of the guy's name.
No, he's a nice guy. You can't make fun of Cheech. Literally, that's his name, Cheech. Uh-oh.
Cheech.
Oh, just for me. Okay.
It's for you.
I'm getting a note passed to me.
Dear John.
Well, right now, that's not that far off because we just had a huge discussion about AOL. Oh, no, it was an argument.
Your wife laughed. That's important.
Yeah, she laughed. AOL. And I got to ask this. Anybody out there on AOL right now? I know Toe's on the...
I know AOL stuff.
Okay. Toe, I noticed from when he logged into the room. Dude, he's a Cox man.
Why?
I saw it. He's in Oki. So he might know Never Say Parrish.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you know Never Say Parrish, say hi.
If
you're wondering why we're kind of making a deal of this, Toe, go to the message boards, and there's a link. I think it was Look at Me is what it's called. It's in the Everyday Spank.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to see Claude in all of his glory.
Yes, indeed.
All of his glory, and you'll understand why we kind of laugh about you being on a cable modem.
My mom is in Oklahoma City right now, dude.
Yeah, your mom is, too.
She fucking hates it. She says people can't
never
fucking drive there.
I know.
She says nobody parks straight, man.
Shit,
nobody
no.
In their spots, she got into a fuck. She parked at the grocery store, came back out. Some idiot was so close to her, she couldn't get in the fucking truck.
Oh, my God.
She had to climb in through the fucking passenger side, you know?
Really?
Crawl over and open the door and smash in his fucking door.
See, I like your mom because your mom does that.
Who the fuck do you think taught me to drive?
See,
you've
now that,
seen me.
Yeah,
you've
I've seen
my violence.
Yeah, I've seen your violence in action.
Oh, look, the kitty likes my shoes.
The kitty likes your Vans. He's like, what's this? It's my skull! Loving on the shoes. We got to do a community service for Virtual One whenever he can get back on here.
Do a PSA. If you ever run a talk show, don't set it on fire.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Anywho. Okay.
So, yeah, basically, yeah, but we're talking about, Oklahoma right there. And also we found out through my quite elite Big Brother skills, I'm quite proud of. Yes, my Big Brother skills of finding out stuff. I don't know if you... Elite, yes, as in elitist.
Yes, as in woot.
Fuck no, I don't say that stupid ass shit. Woot.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's great. Oh, look at that.
Avoiding burnout and increasing your motivation in bed. What the?
It's a fortune cookie.
Oh, damn. Oh, this. I wanted to read the fine print, please. Wow, that's a
I got a book,
book
for you. It's called The Joy de Sexio. I don't read Spanish. I'm going to translate it for you. It's got a real happy ending. You're going to like it a lot.
What movie's that from?
Easy Money.
we need to do this? Yeah, I know. The cat doesn't.
Cat's
the
like,
cat is in love with your shoes, dude.
It's like, mine, mine, all mine. God damn. I don't know. My mom.
He's decked out on him. Look at this. You guys, I'm sorry we're not really doing good on
your camera
entertaining
ready?
You guys. No, I don't know where it is.
Damn.
But this cat is just going to town. Gesundheit.
Your cat just likes Vans, man. You have a stoner cat. He's just like sitting there sneezing all over him, too. He'll be back, don't worry.
Cat's a stoner cat. That's
God,
great.
That's why you have kids.
My kids, if I ever have them, run up and start licking your shoes and sneezing on your feet. They're getting shot, okay? There's.
Will you then switch to bottled water?
Oh, man.
Perchlorate in the fucking water here.
There's no. Everything in the water.
Oklahoma
everywhere.
City, I've been told, is not a fun place, man. My mom hates it. She is not quite exactly fond of the people there, you know, the natives. Not, you know, dumb fucking Okies, apparently.
Right.
To quote her. I don't know, though. I've never been there. But she says apparently the dog and cat have doubled in size. Don't ask me, I don't know.
They gotten fat or they just grew all
they
of a sudden?
They fucking grew. She said the dog, he's all muscular. My fucking schnauzer is like double.
Wait, well, there's more places for them to run now, right?
I always had a fucking big yard for that little bastard, man.
It was too hot for him here.
I don't know, man. She said the
take
fucking
a garden hose on him all the time.
She said the cat got a little bit bigger, and then his fucking head doubled in size. It was weird.
You know, Mongo can't afford to have a big head.
I know,
that cat doesn't have much of a body. He has twice the head.
God damn, man. That fucking yeah, I have a retard cat, man. He like ran to jump on the couch and then forgot to fucking jump. It's fucking ran straight into the fucking foot of the couch, man.
Thunk. Ow.
I know. My animals are, you know.
Kind of retarded.
Eating fucking paint in my house. Anyhow.
Lead candy!
No, man. I also had, like, something going on next to my house.
Uh-oh.
Another Claude moment.
Uh-oh.
Don't know if it's a murder or what. All I know is it's not my apartment building. It's the one across in the next part. You know, we have that fucking Berlin Wall between the apartment complexes.
Of course, every building here has a Berlin Wall.
It's like a 7-foot wall, and then it has fucking grates on top of it.
Jesus! Do they have, like, you know, gun turrets every 50, 60 feet?
No, man, but they got them fucking drains and shit below, you saw.
Oh, yeah, the huge drainage.
So, it's all fucking marked off with police caution tape. Shit says, police line, do not cross.
Oh, shit.
Fucking cops are, like, going, hum, talking amongst themselves. There's other fucking cops taking, you know, notice, man, or taking, like, I guess, the depositions of witnesses.
Hey, you drive a Back to the Future car. No.
Yeah. Two of the cops stop interviewing witnesses to look at my car. Yeah.
Why am I not surprised? Yeah. Not at all. Not the slightest least bit. That's funny.
Except I'm bummed, man. I gotta go, like, tomorrow and get my car smelling. I finally found a place, man. Get my shit done.
Yeah?
For $16.
Wow, that's pretty damn cheap.
I called up Smogbusters down the street. They're like, $31. I'm like, ha-ha. Yeah, right.
Click.
I know. $31?
$31 to smog a car. You guys are lucky. Anybody who does not live in California, Nevada, Colorado.
Oh, no. We are lucky, too. We don't live in fucking New Jersey.
How bad is New Jersey?
Okay. New Jersey doesn't do an inspection of, oh, look, your emissions are fine. New Jersey has to put you through a rolling road. They put your car up onto a fucking double dyno. One, they do an emissions test. Two, they do a rolling brake test to see how well your brakes perform.
Oh, hell.
So if you fail, guess what they do?
Impound your car.
No, they slap a big failed sticker on your windshield instead of the passed one. Now, you want to know the best part about this at all? You can't watch them test it.
What?
They license out testing facilities, the state does, to private contractors. You drive your car there, you hand them the keys, and they drive it through doors and close the doors.
Why can't you watch?
I don't know, and they will not let you drive the car in at all.
Huh.
You know what's the funniest thing that I've heard about that so far, though?
What?
What they do is they lock roller number one.
Yeah.
Okay, now you've seen them put cars on dynos, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so they lock roller number one, and that which is the front wheels, and they'll leave roller number two open.
Uh-huh.
And then they put cars into four low, or four-wheel drives into four low,
uh-huh.
And slam the accelerator to test the, you know...
Right.
Shit. So they end up busting transfer cases on people's cars.
What retards?
That's New Jersey. You want to know what's even best about New Jersey as well?
Huh.
You know the state invested so heavily into Ka-band radar detectors, it's all they can afford now? That old fat. They don't have laser detectors there.
Really?
Yeah. That's a, you know, fucking New Jersey. What a great state there.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I'm glad I'll never never go there.
Connecticut cannot modify an exhaust system at all.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
Really.
Real quick from the chat rooms. Everybody's wanting to know the list of my songs. Actually, it's another song, just in case you guys want to know what the background is. It's something God, I got off Napster years ago. Kind of odd saying that. 1980s retro melody. It's just another melody mix I picked up. Someone
You've been playing some Tracy Lords too, I see.
Yeah, I played some Tracy Lords, and then everybody told me I was an asshole for doing so.
Why?
Because they hate the music.
You hate
that? So then I asked them the venerable question.
What do you
would
want
you like to hear? Answer?
I don't know.
So
play that song I fucking hate.
Which one?
Oh
yeah!
I fucking hate that song.
Yeah, I know which one you hated. I'll play the one you hated, sure. Because I know everybody else will probably hate it. Cause, and then they asked me, you know, well, why don't you play any good music? Because I really like shitty music.
I do too, man.
I mean, shitty music has just its place.
Be thankful you're not my fucking neighbor, man. Listen to the shit I do, man. I'll go from Jefferson Airplane to fucking Johnny Cash, man, and then the fucking
dude. I played him Hurt.
Yeah,
I played Hurt.
What was your response to that?
Wow. Oscar actually thought it was going to turn him redneck. You know, what I'll do, and I'll do this during the break. Whoa, what's this? Play the fucking track today.
Listen, okay, you need to hold on. Just
what
chill.
Track?
What fucking track? Are you talking about the track he hates? Yeah, we'll get to that tune. However, it is our time, all right? Claude's and mine's time to talk. You said earlier we don't talk enough during this goddamn show, and right now I'm really, really, really pissed off.
So what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Why don't we just go to break?
Yeah, about that football, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Football.
That's great, dude. You choked on the loogie. It's going to be the worst five moments.
When did I eat carrots? All right. I got news and shit. I got site news. What was I going to say about the site? Oh, yeah. Prepare for some downtime with the message boards.
I'm still trying to think. I didn't have lunch today. Well, I don't know what you ate.
I don't know what I ate. Whitey's going to be doing some work on the message boards coming up in a few weeks. I don't know when they're going down for like a day, but they're going to be going down for a day.
Yeah. Leo said he's supposed to tune in tonight.
Leo. Well, if Leo does, that'd be great.
Should we announce on the show what I found out?
No. We're going to be cool.
We're going to be cool?
We're going to be cool.
Are you going to unleash that wait till there's more?
Yeah, wait till there's more.
All right.
You got to have more. Yeah. I liked it. However, we need more.
Elite Big Brother skills I have.
Woot. All right. We actually are seriously going to take a break because that really hurt my throat when I just did that. Kind of a dumbass.
First time I saw Woot, I thought it was like an acronym for something.
With W00T?
Yeah, I'm
like, what would that be? Okay, what would W00T be an acronym for?
I don't know, man.
Whiskey 00 Tango? No.
I don't know. I was like reading it as O's. I was like,
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Yes, Oscar, you always seem to post, whenever I did a slight board mod, like just a little board mod, and we know what Woot means, Toon. Just a slight.
I thought it was like without open transport. I thought it was like a Macintosh frame.
that's creative, actually. Okay, guys.
Shit, man. I had a coworker come in, man. I was like fucking deaf. I wasn't thinking. You know, she was like wearing one of them gay pride shirts, you know. But it, you know, it was a rainbow, but it's in the shape of Alaska. You know,
gay Alaska?
Dude, yeah, that's what it meant. I thought she was like a member of a fucking, you know, Alaska mug.
MILF user group?
MILF user group. Oh. Yikes.
MUF user group.
Hey, yeah, there you go. MUF diver. I'm going dead, Captain.
Hey. Ding, 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 ding. diving.
Poke it in and ring the bell.
It's like all that silver said. It makes perfect sense why they have the bell there. You ring if you're satisfied.
You ass. We haven't done that in a long time.
No, we haven't done that shit in a long time.
Of course, every time we go, I fucking Ralph, man.
I get sick, too. I do, too. Long John Silver's kills. Long John Silver's is not meant for human consumption.
No, man. I just wish more places had bells inside of
them. Bells inside. You could ring the bell. Food's good. Act Port of Subs. Hey, another fish theme. Port of Subs.
Yeah.
Has the bell.
Yeah, and Port of Subs has shitty food, too.
Okay, yeah. I can't argue with that when you get, what, thin slices of meat and...
Oh, Jesus, man. I swear, dude. They're, like, transparent.
Yeah.
And you know, their mayonnaise is yellow, dude. Not because it's mixed with mustard, because it's been out
for a
couple
days. For quite a while. So.
Jesus, man.
I don't know. I don't know. There's, like I said, I've talked about this. We've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
There's food I miss.
Damn.
And,
you know,
and
what?
And we are going to have, I will say this, sometime it looks like it's going to be in May.
Yes.
Spankwagon will be, actually, we'll do a pre-recorded show from L.A.
Really?
We're going to do a pre-recorded show from L.A.
So you're going to commit to it?
Absolutely.
Right on. You know, we're going to ride this crazy wave through to the end.
Yes. Yep, we're going to L.A.
Woohoo!
We'll bring you photos.
On a laptop. Oh, God.
Hookers and blow.
I'm getting... Guys, I'm this close to death because I'm getting stared down.
Nuh-uh.
So... Oh, boy. All right.
Uh-oh.
Looks like I got a little bit of bad news, so I'm going to let you guys take a quick... Well, I'm going to let us take a quick break. Let you guys take a quick
break.
Take
a break from us?
Take the breaks from us. We'll be back in a little bit. You are listening to the world's greatest internet radio station.
Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back.
There's an aching inside my head. It's telling me you're better.
Oh, boy.
Oh, look at that, dude. I just propped you up, put your ass in a sling right there.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Thank you very much. All right, you're back with Spankwagon Radio, only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net, but I'm sure you knew that.
I knew that. Did they know that?
Of course they did, because they're loyal listeners.
Or they're being paid.
They're being paid. Hey, you get paid in mad props.
Woot! All right.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, we have
what
to...
What the hell were we talking about, dude?
I don't... We were talking about vacations.
DC. In the sock or something.
I don't know. In the pipe. All I know is we were talking about vacations, and then we got talking about how we might be going back to D.C. At least I might be going back to D.C.
Yeah.
And I know Vert is going to D.C.
Wow.
He's doing that next week, I believe. He's going to spend a week in D.C., so it's like,
cool.
Get a hold of me. I'll tell you where. I'll hook you up. And
you know what? D.C. is actually very good, man.
Very
it's
cool place.
It's a very
don't be
place.
White.
Don't be white.
Don't be obviously white.
What do you mean?
Well, you and I stayed, like, we were at DuPont Circle. That was an okay place.
DuPont Circle was great, in my opinion.
But we went 2 blocks out of the way to go to a gas station.
It was a bit more than 2 blocks, to be honest. To be fair, it was more than 2 blocks. But, yeah, we fucking end up in a ghetto, dude.
In a ghetto.
If we didn't stop long enough for anybody to wash our windshield or sell us crack.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That gas station was a little flaky sometimes. One gas station, in a million-mile radius.
Yeah. It's the only time you've ever probably been with somebody that had to, like, militantly go for a pump.
Oh, no shit. Normally out here, gas station's in every corner. There, gas station, there.
Like, one in the city, damn.
Yeah.
There. And it's, like, lined up. And I had to, like, throw the rental car in reverse and, like, argh! And almost hit a guy on a fucking
bike. Yeah, I know.
Bike.
We were beating that rental car that day. That's for sure. I don't know, though. The worst smell in the world is the smell of pork rinds.
Pork rinds and Dr. Pepper for hundreds of miles of me, and they're going, hum,
yuck.
And then listening to me like, yeah, she's digging me, man. That's why she's following me.
No, she needs the same turnoff.
Yeah, so he had to put up for that. We're about 180 miles going, yeah, dude, she likes me.
Yeah, I'm hearing this. I'm going, dude, she's just going to the same exit.
Of course, you know, it makes sense because you're in the middle of the fucking woods. Where's she going to go?
Really?
You know?
Woods on every side of you.
God, and it's thick, man. Thick is, you know. Bush.
Yep, but the minute you're in D.C., you're in D.C.
You're in D.C.
You're there.
Man. Yeah.
It's just sort of.
It's a Potomac, man, you know. You know, Washington cross that somewheres.
Somewheres?
Know? Yeah.
Wood. Nothing.
Okay. Through fucking derailed that cheaper than a, you know, or quicker than a fucking cheap Amtrak trip, man. You fucking ruined my train
I
of
ruined
thought.
Your
Thanks.
Joke. Oh,
no, you
God.
No my train of thought. Fuck. I had to, like, analyze
well,
that.
Well, fuck, you're on 2 hours of sleep anyway. You're not going to be funny.
Fuck. Hey, man, I'm always funny, man.
Hell, all I right. Real quick.
I thought something even funnier, man.
Oh, dear.
Your mama. Anyhow.
Oh.
Is it good?
All right. What we're going to do.
Good thing there's not implants right now. We hear a lot. Bam.
Pop.
You seen Porky's, too?
Anyhow,
you busted my tit!
Let me ask my father-in-law. He's a mentor for Amtrak. Oh. Amtrak rocks! Well, actually, my dad was railroad, but he was freight. So, freight rocks, Amtrak sucks horse. So, what we're going to do right now, we're going to play the songs again, actually, because, you know, someone said it's going to turn him redneck.
What's going to turn him redneck?
Johnny Cash is going to turn him redneck. So what we're going to do...
Dude, Johnny Cash is not redneck, man. Johnny Cash is technically folk.
I know that.
He's technically folk.
Technically he's folk.
Well, what's that from your wife? You don't like Johnny
Cash?
She
doesn't like that song. That's
I don't like Johnny Cash.
How do you not like Johnny Cash, man?
What is about Johnny Cash that I would like?
You know, he sings the songs of our
He's
land,
the man in black.
Stop.
You're not very Midwestern, are you, man? I figured you know.
Oh, she's very Midwestern. She's ow, paper cut. Ow, what the hell?
Damn, dude.
It's like a sharpest corner of an envelope, and it just jabbed me the small of my back.
She's mincing boils.
No. All right, we're gonna play. Now we're gonna play. Then we're gonna play first the Nine Inch Nails, her. And then we'll go to the Johnny Cash herd.
We're not really going to a break, per se. We're
no,
just
we're not going to a break or anything like that. We're
this,
just
this
gonna
is
compare.
A Pepsi challenge of music.
Yes.
We're going to do this.
Now,
you know
it's not really a Pepsi challenge. We know what's his what.
No, that's a good new segment, man, because, you know, I got them 80s and the remakes of them. We'll
so
see.
Why.
We'll have people vote on what they like better.
That is so funny.
All right. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to the Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails herd. Let me cue it up.
Step right. Oh, that's
sorry.
The it's
wrong
March of
one.
The Pigs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now that was her. Actually, it's still there. but that was the one done by Trent Reznor. That was it's slow. You know, it's just a guitar, yeah. Just a piano, which means, you know, which pretty means.
I will tell you something right now.
For Johnny
well,
Cash
hold on.
103.
No, Johnny Cash is he's actually like 70 something.
I know, but strokes.
No, hold on. He hadn't had a stroke, man. He's got some other fucking disease.
Two words, Clear Channel.
They suck.
Now dig this right here, okay, man. There's something very interesting about the song Hurt. When it's done both by Trent Reznor and by Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm. That's different meanings.
Well,
totally different
not
meanings.
Just different meanings. No, but viewing them both on their own, independently, they both work better with their respective videos.
Yes.
When I saw Hurt, when I heard Hurt, I'm like, well, that's a good song, man. Then I saw Hurt with Reznor, and then they do everything. They show, like, the corpses up there, man. They show the Reaper. They show the, you know, the rotting animals and stuff like that, man. See, that really just made the song boom. Then I heard Johnny Cash, and I was like, man, that's great. And actually, the night we were talking about that, you left my pad after we did the show, and I flipped on VH1 before I went to bed, and
it
that
was on there. I saw that talking about Johnny Cash and everything went on. And
now, yeah.
Now, you have it still fresh in your mind. So what we're going to do is we're going to clip right over to the Johnny Cash version of the song.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and clip over to that.
Pretty much my favorite, obviously.
It is.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. Upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts.
So that was the Johnny Cash version.
The Johnny Cash.
What do you guys like? Which one of those two songs? Someone screams. That's like, whoa, okay. But which one of those two do you actually like more? Now, don't you know? They both have their strengths and weaknesses, and You know, the Reznor one, being heard clearly, that was intentional. If any of you ever actually listened to any Nine Inch Nails album, you swear to God, at one point or another in the album, it has fucked your CD player up royally. He does that. I think he does it on, I mean, obviously does it on purpose.
Yeah.
But Oscar likes the Johnny Cash cover. How many? Who else in the chat room? Let's hear it. Come on. I've got Oscar voiced off. Airwolf, Rev, Toe Tune, whoever's talking to Vert off to the side. Oscar, yeah.
Yeah.
Cash, Airwolf, Cash, Johnny Cash, good, Rev. And no, that bit rate of Hurt wasn't bad. That was actually off of the Fragile. I believe it was the first Fragile Left. I can't recall. But
it's not off the Downward Spiral?
No, Hurt is off a Downward Spiral.
Yeah, that's what I was
and it was
say.
Covered on Fragile, the second CD, the one I bought when I was actually in Virginia. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so far, Johnny Cash. So far, except for Toe. Toe just doesn't know who JC is. It's JC Penney.
Yeah, dude, like
so. So far, Cash. Okay, so we'll try this again, maybe with some more songs.
I got some good stuff.
Maybe
too.
Later. That seemed to be pretty good.
Yeah, we'll do some obvious ones.
I've got news.
Like, you know,
I've got wonderful news.
I've got some good news,
some
too, man.
Vegas news.
I got some good international
stupid
news.
Stupid people. Yeah. And, of course, Jacques Penny himself. Why, oui, monsieur. It is Jacques Penny.
Yes, like the French restaurant, Jacques and the Box.
Jacques and the Box?
Yeah. Whoa. Actually, it's French. It'd be Jacques and the Box.
Jacques and the Box? Actually, you know what? You want to talk about French. Okay, now this is something. Segway City, where you can get your Segways for less.
Segway City. You know, that's illegal. And, you know, Segways are illegal in San Francisco. We can never do a show from there.
Never can do a show because you can't do Segways. the regional or regional transportation.
That's it. That's what we'll do. We can say our show's banned in San Francisco. That's a good way to get attention.
Yes. Yeah. Let's back that up with some validity. All right.
Yes. Folks. Segways are banned in San Francisco. There was a bit of confusion on our part, misinterpretations. They didn't say what kind of Segway.
Oh, hey, but See? We're not Segway Radio. If we were Segway Radio, all right, now to you, Claude. No, back to you, Mark. No, Claude, it's yours.
No, it's
We'd
yours.
Have like 2 hours of us giving each
no,
other
you
the
first.
Microphone. No, let's go off with you.
It'd be great to interview people. We never get a chance to let them speak. That'd be a funny interview. We should do that. Interview people on the street and like just like take over the interview and talk to ourselves.
If you can't seg, then innuendo. My, what are you packing?
Bananas. I smell cock.
LCD right
I mean,
there.
Pussy, I mean, fuck. Damn, I fucked that up.
Wait. All this past week, you've been going on about how you're a man's man.
Yeah.
And then you just let it slip. Oh, I smell cock.
Yeah, I know. I fucked that up.
You are fucking gay.
Fuck you,
you
dude.
You are gay.
I'm not gay. I'll fuck you in the ass to prove it. No. No, I'm not gay, dude.
Oh, shit.
Hey, even fucking, you know, Ebony there knows I'm not fucking gay.
How yeah. so?
Proof was that was in that other fucking dude's DeLorean.
Oh, yeah.
You know a story on that one.
Rainbow dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I own a DeLorean, too. Fucking hops out of his DeLorean. Nipples piercing all day.
I own a DeLorean. Oh, that's sweet.
Towels in them showers, dude, and lisps and shit. He was a nice guy, dude. He really was. He caught me off fucking guard, to say the least, dude.
You want to hear how stupid, you want to hear how absolutely positively stupid we are in Vegas? And this is proof.
Oh, God.
We're putting in a brand new bus system here in Vegas. Now, this bus system
Please
is
tell me this is a fucking parody story.
No, this is from the Sun.
Oh,
okay.
No.
The bus system they wanted to put in was really a really neat idea, and it still is. It's a lined system on the road where specific painted lines are tracked by literally a webcam. So what the bus will do then is it'll run its route based on the webcam and stop at all stops evenly.
Well, that's
pickiness.
That sucks, because if you've ever been a passenger on a bus, you laugh your ass off when they miss a stop and somebody gets left behind.
Oh, yeah, when they start running in the street after the bus, pounding on the door.
Yeah.
The bus driver can't stop in the middle of the street legally.
And everybody just starts flipping the guy off.
Yeah. It's like, ah. And then the bus stops. Shit.
Ah! I was flipping off through the bus window.
I'm on now. Is that you, Don Knotts?
Yeah, that was a shitty fucking interpretation.
Yes. All right, but anyhow, these buses now, they were ordering 10 buses, okay? 10 fucking buses that were going to run this new bus path. It was supposed to be economical, blah, blah, blah. Well, the buses are actually made in France. Okay. Yeah. So, basically what they're doing is now the Regional Transportation Commission has to do a hearing because people want to protest over the use of using a French bus.
No, who the fuck are these people protesting?
Basically, it's anti-French sentiment in Las Vegas.
There's no anti-French sentiment in Las Vegas.
Smack were to be here, you know, if he were to actually show up and do a show, he would be all, yeah, fuck the Frenchie.
What the fuck is so bad about the French? Now,
because they're calling us arrogant and they didn't want to support us. So
they're fucking French. Get over it.
Yeah, we're fucking Americans.
God damn, man.
They'll have to get over us.
Oh, what are we going to do, ban everything French?
Well, hell,
really,
why not?
So who's going to tear down the Statue of Liberty?
Actually, there's been problems with defacing of the actual French version of the Statue of Liberty.
Where?
In France. That's why it's the French version.
No.
It's pointing towards ours, and ours points towards it. It was a big gift, but now, yeah. Desecration of tombs and graves, war memorial graves of American soldiers in France.
It's bullshit.
It's total bullshit.
I want to find out who the fuck started this shit, man. Tell them, you know what? You're a fucking idiot. Okay? Because, you know, I love that. We fucking want to go to war with France, but we're fighting Iraq, and nobody's trying to torch a fucking mosque. Now, I'm not saying that's right, because I'm glad nobody fucking is.
Thank God.
Okay.
So far, at least what we know of.
Yeah, because I'm glad nobody's doing stupid shit like that. But what the fuck, dude? Now, I'm going to voice a fucking protest. I don't give a fuck about what Smack says or not, because one, he don't ever show up enough to put in a fucking valid opinion. He ain't got his brownie points for that. Number two, okay, I don't see Smack having a valid fucking reason. I'll be perfectly honest with you, okay? With my DeLorean right there, I talk to a lot of people around the world. I deal with a lot
You have to.
Yeah. And you know what? Fuck all of you, okay? I have to order parts from France to do maintenance on my fucking car for the oil filters. You've seen them, that big fucker. Okay, my fucking drivetrain is entirely French, okay? I laugh my ass off at all these fucking people going, oh, French sucks.
No, and by the freedom fries and freedom toast. Bullshit.
Here. Let's piss them off even more, okay? Renault says that they will re-enter the U.S. market by 2010 at the very latest.
Yep.
They want to bring cars back. Peugeot has said, rain, sleet, or snow. 2006. They will have their dealer network in place, and in fall of 2006, you will be able to buy new Peugeot cars.
French cars.
Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. We need that kind of fucking competition because our cars market is stagnant. And I don't just mean American cars.
American, domestic. I mean, dude, that's why the Ricer thing takes off.
Look at WRC Rally. You've seen that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you look at the fucking Peugeots that they're racing on there, them little fucking Euro Ricers.
Yes.
Those will fucking kick Honda's ass.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now.
Can you imagine that? A French Ricer.
Huh. Here, I'll throw you in a fucking great one. Excuse me. Okay, you know the engine of my car right there? The PRV?
Mm-hmm.
Renault makes a car called the Clio. Okay? It's like a fucking... Imagine a Honda Civic, but it's mid-engine.
Right.
And the fucker is 285 horsepower.
Jesus.
With 27 miles to the gallon.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's pretty efficient.
Yeah. Imagine
you
that
know what,
shit.
It's this thing, though, but people were saying here on
The French shit is stupid.
Yeah, the French shit is just getting way out of hand. It's pathetic, okay? You want to talk about us, you know, we're supposed to be a liberating country. Well, we can't even hold our own shit together.
We should be liberating the rest of the fucking world, but not ourselves.
Yeah, we can't seem to do that. You know what? Until we can do that, I say fuck everyone who sits there and anti-Frenchies, because it's not worth
it. That shit's not going to fly with me at all. There is no fucking validation in it. It's starting a war that is not fucking... A war of words, at least, that is not fucking necessary.
Yep.
It's not fucking... It's not productive. It's not validated at all.
Yep. But what they're saying is these protesters want to find an American company that builds these buses. Well, you know what, guys?
You fucking can't!
You can't, because we, so long ago... have decided to outsource everything.
Fuck,
the only
man.
Industry that really seems to get anything here in the United States is service. That's all we're really good at, and we're not even good at that. Okay, folks?
Yeah.
Just want to say that.
And I'm going to say something right now that'll probably piss you off, too, even because your father was a union man. My opinion on fucking cars, you know why cars are so bad nowadays, too? Part of the reason? Fucking unions. We have
I can't agree with that.
We have too much overhead for too many people in the fucking place.
But you know what? That doesn't happen anymore. Look at all the layoffs that do occur. That doesn't happen anymore. It's not a case where everybody has their job.
We're not
running Reaganomics.
It's what fucking helped bring down, destroyed AMC and fucking had...
AMC also had poor management.
Definitely, most definitely, because the fucking AMX right there was a good car. They fucking killed that off. And they never brought in the AMX 3. That was like a fucking Pantera clone. But let me tell you something right now. The problem with this shit is right there, yeah, we're too fucking lax. We need external competition to come
back in. Well, no, not even external competition to come back in. What we need is we need more jobs here. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry. All of my car parts are made in Mexico or Canada. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's, you know, geez, Mexico or Canada. Your car parts, you have to go overseas to get them.
Yeah.
You know, we looked at a car today that was pieced together in Canada from American parts. Who got those jobs?
Not today. It was
earlier this week. But
yeah,
who got those jobs? Before. The Canadians putting that shit together.
Yeah.
Anywho. But yeah, I'm tired. If you want to talk anti-French, you know, get ready to talk anti-America, because no one from here is from here. Except 3/16 of you.
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes. That's...
And probably you too, man. Who knows?
Yeah.
You never can fucking tell. To be honest, yeah, I'm tired of this fucking anti-shit here, anti-shit there. It's really fucking funny, because you know what, dude?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not American bashing or anything like that. Fuck no, because I'll tell you right now, compared to any other fucking country in the world, you know what? Yeah, USA will kick all your fucking asses, no matter what it is. However, you know what? Let's fucking try to remember that we're not the only ones out there.
Oh, and Oscar, real quick, our cars are crap because of outsourcing. But that's my personal, that's more of a personal opinion. From what I've seen, so many outsourcing.
Shit,
you're not building your own parts. You're getting someone else who really doesn't care. You're going to have less quality, more defects.
Remember, no matter what it is, road construction or fucking car building, your car is made with parts from the lowest bidder.
Yes. Space shuttles.
Mm-hmm.
Pure and simple.
Yep.
I'm not trying to make a connection because of what happened.
But
even if the space shuttle didn't blow up or disintegrate in orbit, I would have said it. So don't think I'm going on because now the space shuttle. So don't do that.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah. And by the way, guess what? They aren't fucking assembled out of the country, okay? By other workers. The only thing that Dodge has to have workers in Mexico for their cars is to piece the interior together.
Yeah.
That's it.
Some of the trucks used to be made down in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Some of the cars, especially the ones I'm actually trying to look to buy, mm-hmm. Canadian built. Yeah, it does happen. Mexico actually has a huge factory down there that builds oddball.
Yeah, but like right now, all the Rams the Ram trucks come from Mexico. The Dodge Ram.
The little Rams. Rams. The Ram 250s or whatever.
Yeah, those right there, those are fucking all automated until it comes to the interior. Exterior of those things, with the exception of like trim and fucking lights, are the only thing put on by workers. Okay, everything else is assembled by fucking machinery.
Hmm. So, moving on.
So what we learned, get a fucking life and stop
bashing French people and sitting there blaming others for your problems, or just get over it. Hey, you want to hear some good news?
Sure.
This is actually very interesting news.
You and your wife are swinging.
What?
Anyhow, what's good news?
No, not this week. Couldn't find the green door.
I should.
Yeah. All right, folks. This is something I love, but the Pope gives a lift at the altar from an electric chair. The Pope has a specialized, I kid you not, they built a special chair for the Pope so he could stand during Mass instead of sit. But he's using a special throne at public events that can be raised at the push of a button to enable him to celebrate Mass as though he was standing up. To the untrained eye, the small chair with carved wooden arms, which was made by Vatican technicians, is in keeping with other ceremonial furniture. However, behind the panels is hidden wheels and a mechanism that can lift the Pope to a level that allows him to speak from an altar. Although the Pontiff, who is 82 and suffers from Parkinson's, has been looking better and more alert as of late.
No way! I didn't know the Pope had Parkinson's.
The Pope, Michael J. Fox, and Muhammad Ali, they all are shakers.
And Janet Reno.
Janet Reno, they all are shakers.
They're not Quakers or shakers.
They're shakers, not Quakers. But basically, yeah, he has Parkinson's and he's been looking fitter and more alert as of late.
I bet the Pope's fun at
I like this, though. Possibly due to the change of his medication. So. But yes, he has a robo-chair so he can stand, sit, kneel, stand, sit, kneel, stand, sit, kneel.
Could everybody arise for Mass?
Will someone please stop playing with the Pope's chair?
Yeah, the fucking Pope's like going up and down.
He goes up, down. Pope's like low riding.
You know what? That's exactly what I was going to say, man. They fucking bust out in hymns.
Oh, no. actually, we got to talk about this day. We watched something on TV.
Pope's got fucking Boyd wheels on his chair, dude. He's got fucking big papal spinners and shit, dude. Oh,
up again.
I'm hitting switches for Christ.
The Pope's just hopping. Let's get the Pope up to 7 feet.
Don't.
Pope's bouncing 7 feet in the air.
You're all giving mass and shit, dude.
Better yet, radio controlled Pope. Oh my God.
Radio controlled Pope.
Yeah, so now, from Tycho, R.C. Pope, you too can have fun with the Pontiff.
That's not
look,
what I'm thinking,
Timmy,
dude.
He rides on linoleum.
I'm thinking of those barstool races guys have when they put barstools on go-karts.
Oh, barstools and go-karts? There you go.
To get the fucking Pope doing car races.
Well, we always said, you know, Mexicans really dug the Catholic religion. This would tie it all together.
Yeah, it would.
All together. You see a guy... I mean,
yeah, but the question is, would the Virgin of Guadalupe be airbrushed on the back of the chair?
Guadalupe.
Fucking Pope's got a crown air freshener on the top of his head. Fucking podium's all done in yellow gold
done
trim.
Done in yellow and gold trim. He's got the chrome lettering. Says Pope that sits on the back of the thing.
In old English script.
Old English script.
He's got the fucking belt buckle with the P initial on it, man. With the over fucking length belt with hanging down.
Oh
shit, dude.
Rep, will His Holiness give props to his niggas? Pope sitting here, you know, he starts mass instead of holding out his hands in the typical, he just word.
Pope opens mass. What's up?
What's up, my bitches?
Who you talking to, I say? Fucking Pope Mobile is accompanied by a taco truck and shit.
He's like, say amen.
Yeah,
say amen. Oh my God, that's great.
Damn.
Oh, ghetto cruising with the Pope.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that in a car show?
Oh, yeah.
The Pope Mobile. The Pope's chair behind it.
You know what, dude? That's what we could do, man. If we ever get rich, we'll do that. We'll get a Land Rover, put a fucking box in the back, and a wax Pope figure, and make it hit the fucking switch.
Fucking put a wax Pope figure? Put anything wax on this,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, no,
you're going to have, like, just a puddle.
In the fucking back, I know. Sloshing around and shit.
Fucking Pope's talking about, instead of Holy Sacrament wine, here's your gin and juice.
Yeah. With so much drama in the Vatican City.
Oh, my God. That's great.
My homie Carlo Ross came in.
Moving on.
Got the second middle wine. Everybody got their chalice, but they ain't chipped in.
Fuzzy dice? What the fuck? No.
Fuzzy dice.
Wouldn't that be Latin? I don't know. I don't. None of us can speak
that's
Latin.
It's Chicano. We,
Chicano. Yeah, Chicano. Pope goes Chicano.
Yeah. What's new in Hispanic guys? Like, what the fuck are Chicanos anyway, man? Because I'm from LA. He goes, I don't even fucking know. Because I'm fucking, you know, Latin, man. That was funny as
shit. Who
knows?
Who knows?
It's like a nice word for, you know, Mexican American. Chicano. I was thinking of the fucking, you know, 18th Street Pope there. Fuck.
Really quick, moving on.
God,
Vert, could you let me know, did you write an IRC client? I just want to know, I mean, is that what's going on here? Did Vert actually write an IRC client?
He's Vert, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, I know he's Vert, he can do whatever the hell he wants, but that's interesting. All right. Let's see. You want to hear about stupid people?
Sure, why not?
In Seattle, nonetheless, 20 people were treated for chemical exposure, and 4 of them were taken to the hospital after a worker at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport accidentally activated a can of pepper spray.
How the fuck do you accidentally activate a can?
Listen.
Oops!
Now, this was done on the 6th, printed on the 6th, so about 10:45 on the 5th, a passenger going through the Concourse B security check turned in the spray. The worker then tossed the can into the wastebasket, causing it to go off. Some nearby people fainted. Those taken to the hospital suffered from respiratory problems. Airport spokesman Bob Parker, not to be confused with Bob Barker, said the concourse was closed for 45 minutes while the area was aired out. Dude.
We don't have to worry about terrorists. We got incompetent fucking
security. We got incompetent TSA, CSA, or whatever McCollins.
God.
So,
man.
You know, you go, guys, if you fly, you know, here's my rule, my suggestion for flying. First off,
don't carry pepper spray at the airport.
It's not because you could harm somebody, but the idiot that takes it away from
they'll
you probably
harm
will.
You.
Yeah.
They'll harm you. You know what? And there's been
that wasn't fast enough. You're resisting.
There's been cases, though. I mean, I've seen them let knives slip through, and you know, only the obvious people who like to argue the fact that they need their
shit, even
fucking paper scissors.
I
don't
know,
understand
dude.
That. I mean, I've seen people argue at the airport.
I know. Even
I need my scissors.
Yeah, even I knew I wouldn't need my knife on a flight. That's why I hid it in my luggage and then.
Well, you don't
it.
Even hide it. Like, I just throw it in my shoe and throw it in my luggage. So that way, you know, it's there. I know where it's at.
I just put it in my coat pocket in my luggage. I swear to God, though, that was the funniest thing, dude. The guy next, like, they had, like, multiple, you know, security agents doing the luggage searching.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking dude is, like, going through mine. He's just, like, laying everything out, you know, he's just putting it back, folding it, very meticulous. The fucking dude next to him was doing this woman's luggage, dude. He was, like, he opened up a box of fucking tampons and pulled each one out to look.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I swear to God, man, if that woman, you put her out on the fucking tarmac, dude, she'd have been a beacon. She was so fucking red.
See, but you know, it's like, where do you draw that line? Maybe there? Yeah, they have to do that because it was in the box. But still. You know, but, you know, and I'll see them where they've had complaints where the security people will take each item one at a time and really examine it. Underwear, bras, panties, hosiery, things like that being real perverted. Just shit like that. And there's also TSA people, the security flight or whatever it is, terminal security agency or whatever they're calling that organization now. Where, and I kid you not, they opened up this one guy. The guy had two shirts that said, make love, not war, and no blood for oil or something like that. Or shirts or something in his bag.
Sure.
And they put in a note that said, we do not appreciate your anti-American point of view.
Wow. That's
so
a trip.
So think about that when you go through that. Those people are not only searching your luggage, but
I never
they're
heard
making
that.
Character judgments on you.
It's fucking America. What do
and
you
they're
expect?
Supposed to be there to protect us.
It's America.
But they're making those judgments.
Of course we're
going to
pass judgment on people.
Only now.
So it makes America America.
Well,
you know that.
Yeah, if you say so. All right.
What else we got? I got some interesting fucking news about the war, too. Though, right now.
Your favorite, actually. I kind of got this more for you than for the show. Headline, Vegas ranked the second most dangerous city for homeless. They don't cite any like random honkings or anything like that, which is really disappointing, but that's kind of like
it's
my hobby.
Jaywalking, you know. Who
jaywalking,
looking
you're
for.
Fucked.
Move.
Yeah, we'll get to
second
that one later.
Second dangerous place. Yeah, by the way, this is one thing I was telling you earlier. And Dearborn, Michigan, largest population of Arabs outside of Saudi Arabia in the Arab region.
Nations, yeah.
I don't fucking know why. I don't know what the hell is so goddamn attractive about Dearborn, Michigan.
Something about Dearborn, Michigan they like. Probably because it's not the desert.
That's the only thing I can think. It's cold. It's the opposite. But they dig it. That's cool, bro. What happened is after they tore down the Saddam statue, which is very funny because that's a very historical moment.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody fucking yelled at Yes Man simultaneously in the office when he tried to change over to watch a movie. You know, lucky he didn't get fucking lynched. So they do this on TV, right? Tear down a statue. Well, up in Dearborn, people are fucking just, whoo, fucking Ray, woohoo! They're partying in the streets, man. They're getting out, you know, they're doing a peaceful demonstration. These people are fucking hooray, jumping up on fucking cars, man, on their own, of course.
Yeah.
Fucking waving American flags, man, Iraqi flags, spitting on, smacking the shit out of Saddam with their shoes.
Because that's like some sort of,
ultimate insult.
Yeah, ultimate insult. Smacking a person with your shoe. You just beat yourself
like,
up. Like
you
hate
it
yourself.
Off. Like you fucking take your shoe off and whack somebody with it. You don't stomp them. Fucker. Jihad!
How could jihad on you?
Fuck, shit.
Fuck, stop!
God damn. Anyhow, what happened was, so we have peaceful process. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess who shows up?
Semi-peaceful.
No, it was not semi-peaceful at all. It was totally peaceful.
Mm.
Until Al Jazeera shows up.
Huh?
Al Jazeera sent a fucking news crew to Dearborn, Michigan to cover to get Arab-American reaction to Saddam, you know? These fucking people were ready to kick the shit out of the Al Jazeera crew. Because they're like, no, you're fucking pro-Iraq, man. You're pro-Saddam, okay? you want to report on this shit, but when my family was fucking killed by, you know, the bath party and stuff, you didn't report that. When did you report all them fucking Kurds that got gassed and shit by Chemical Ali? They fucking went off on them. That's when the protests got ugly. You know, the fucking Dearborn police had to show up and tell everybody, you know, you really can't fucking be doing this. We kind of support you in it, you know, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what happened? The fucking police chief shows up on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the reporter from Al Jazeera, goes, look, get back in your fucking van and get out of here.
Good. Okay.
So they parked in their van to do a live broadcast of this report of how, gee whiz, we're not welcome here. They said the whole fucking crowd just stared at him, gave him hard fucking looks till they left, dude. They were like ready to kick the shit out of them.
See, no, that's good. That's funny.
That was fucking great.
That's great.
And,
Kuwait?
Kuwait. That's Kuwait. Yes. A lot of Arab countries now are very, fucking floored by what happened in Baghdad, too.
Mm-hmm. Two things, actually, I want to kind of add to that, and a little bit off of
the
topic.
It's actually reversing the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First off, www.iraq.
Irakometer.
O-M-E-T-E-R. Irakometer.com.
Great fucking site.
Great site. I showed Claude. I've been talking to the guy. I'll tell you what. If this war was longer, I would have put up I'd probably put up a banner, or maybe a link, because it's a great site. He actually Iraq, not Rackometer. Iraq.
Irakometer. The new Iraq. Iraq from Apple. Make your jihads easier. New FireWire machine gun. Speaking of FireWire, should I have a George Foreman grill? Works good.
So, but yeah, there is an Irakometer, and it shows like casualties, deaths for both sides,
Cost per taxpayer, wells
cost
on
per
fire,
taxpayer, wells on fire,
leaflets dropped.
Leaflets dropped.
Yes.
There was another one that was just added today. Actually, they finally have now military casualties. They also have a we're forgetting one. Weapons of mass destruction.
Yes.
The problem I have, though, is, of course, with the weapons of mass destruction, you can't read it.
Not an actual number.
It's an analog meter, and it's really hard to read. I actually told him about that, and he goes, hey, we're working on that one. So maybe he's got another icon. I suggested he makes the number in the mask glow. So that way you can see the number, see the mask. It still makes sense.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, we'll see.
But Irakometer.com. Oscar, you know the site. Go ahead and throw it up on the message, or excuse me, chat room. Go ahead and throw it up there so people
can. By the way, the military is not saying where it is, but guess what is now in Iraq?
Uh-oh.
Moabs.
Really?
They're getting ready to drop them. They're not saying. But to Kurt, which is going to be the final showdown between good and evil, okay? That is going to be the pay-per-view event.
Thanks, Oscar.
Event. Yes.
He posted.
Cool. Thank you, Oscar.
See, it's not Rackometer.
Rackometer.
BFG 1000. Yeah.
Now, anyhow, the Moabs are in there, and they're going to probably have to drop those things onto Kurt. But first, we've also got to go through the underground network of tunnels and shit, which is, it's like, under Baghdad, it's like Disneyland tunnels.
Jesus, everywhere.
Yes.
Great.
So we have to sort all those out.
Yeah, we'll be there for a while, but we got to make sure that, you know, we don't make the same mistake we made yesterday with the American soldier putting the American flag up on top of Saddam.
You know what, dude?
Big mistake he made, because that was the photo that seemed everyone took and sent around the world, and everybody's now worried that we're going to occupy.
You know what I think they should have done? I think what they should have done is we should have thrown the Iraqi flag up, and we should have had our troops hold up an American flag below it. That would have been more respectful to the country.
Yeah, it would have been. So that was a big clusterfuck there, but...
But anyhow, you know what, dude? To the Arabs that are actually in Iraq, dude, they're fucking tickled shitless, dude, that were there. A lot of Arabs around...
Most are. They still know they've got a problem with the suicide bombers.
Yeah. Those are the holdouts and things like that. Those are the fucking brainwashed, mind-fucked ones.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have those for a while.
Everywhere. Every country.
Once we get
we got them.
Yeah, I know. Once we get their shit back together and get everything organized, I think Iraq will end up being an ally of the U.S.
Who knows? It's all, you know, we got to wait and see.
I think also...
Too much tension.
Yeah, but at the same time, the tensions right now, tension has built up in the Middle East, not because of us right there, but because of what's happened, because we toppled Saddam. And people are like, shit, he lied to everybody, and look at all these horrors he committed. Like, you know, the torture chambers? people are just now finding out about that because now they're seeing CNN and Fox News and BBC that are showing these images. So that's really turning the tide in the Arab world as well.
Interesting.
So we're going to have a lot of shit to do there. But, you know, still yet, man, we've got another chapter coming up, which worries the shit out of me, dude. Now, honestly, Iraq, I wasn't worried about a war with them. I didn't... You know, now that I've seen the results of it, you know, that we have liberated them, I'm actually glad it did happen.
Well, we're working on liberating. I don't think it's actually been done yet. I don't think we're that close.
Okay, fine.
There's too much shit we've got to do. There's economies in shambles.
Fair enough.
And you know what the British actually want to, first thing they want to put in? Internet. I kid you not. That's the first thing they want to put in.
Okay. Yeah, because they don't even have it there. British technology is shitty, from what I've been told. Anyhow, but you know what? We'll get all that shit done right there. But you know what? I feel much better about now knowing what we're going to do, and I hope that we keep our promise and get the fuck out of Iraq. I don't want to colonize it. I don't want to fucking be there.
I agree.
I want to show them that, hey, we're here to help you guys, and we've done our job. We're going home. Maybe if you could do those reparations, oil would be fucking great, lower our prices. Anyhow.
Which are starting to go down, thank God. We're finally at $1.99 down the block from here. And we were up at 206, and that was for the lowest grade.
Yes.
206.
Fucking choked my mom, dude. Yeah. I paid $1.34, and that was expensive.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah, fine.
And Vert just went $1.99. Wow. Yeah, $1.99 is cheap now.
Yes.
That's the cheap
I ended up paying $1.97.
There's $1.95 over near our work.
Is there?
Yes, at that new gas station, and I don't know the quality of the gas because I don't know how long those tanks have been sitting there.
What, you mean what used to be Sinclair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. For a while. I've had shitty experiences with bad gas.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you who are all comparing gas prices, Las Vegas is one of the top three places in the country.
San Francisco is the other one, and I don't know.
Two California. It was Northern California, so San Francisco.
San Francisco's always got hit hard, though.
Yeah. That whole area's always got high gas prices for some reason. We have high gas prices, and there's one other part of the country, like Chicago. Seems to always have really high gas
prices.
Yeah,
I know. But you go in the rural areas and it's like fucking nothing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's literally day and night.
And I guess, as Vert here says about SARS, yeah, that's another fun thing. Maybe we'll get to that another show down the road. What we're going to do right now, though, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break.
But yeah, just to finish up real quick, I was going to say.
Well, yeah.
About fucking Iraq, you know what? We're doing a good job, and I hope we finish the job and keep our promise, get the fuck out. What, honestly, a war that worries me, dude. Congo, we could fucking handle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, no, we couldn't, really. It's fucking jungle. We don't like jungle warfare.
No, we suck at it.
We don't necessarily suck at it. We just don't fucking... It's not our best forte. We train in the deserts primarily here. Fucking North Korea, dude. Jong Kim, dude.
You know what? North Korea, and we talked about this last week, I believe, but we talked about their map and how you look
Jong
over North...
Kim.
No, you look over North Korea... No. They'll do themselves in. They're the last people to hold on to the genuine, to the original form of communism.
China.
China has not. China holds communism, but now they understand that, yeah, we do need capitalism.
Yeah.
So that's different.
China will take a very long time. You got like a billion people. It's going to take time. But North Korea, dude, that motherfucker is batshit insane.
Oh, yeah.
He has passed a new law. Anyone that has triplets must sacrifice the third child born to the government.
Because it's actually considered an omen
that
the third child will take over the country.
Yes.
He's actually afraid of that. That's weird.
And they're put in orphanages. They are to be raised and, you know, given food, but they are not to be shown emotion or love.
Jesus.
That's a fucking government law in North Korea.
Weird.
I know. But China's helping us foot the bill for Iraq, though, okay? Or not China, Japan.
Yeah.
$100 billion is what Japan just chipped into U.S.
Wow. That's great, actually.
Yeah.
That's really, wow. That's impressive.
So, yeah.
Hey, moving on.
Moving on.
They're talking about fuel, and I know you could talk. You have a link. Please let us know the link. Veggie car?
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Folks, it's in the links. It's actually a link that talks about using... I kid you not, used cooking grease in lieu of diesel.
Don't think that shit'll work on gasoline because it won't.
Won't work.
It has to
gas.
Be diesel for compression combustion.
Yeah. All right, gang.
Greasecar.com.
Okay, folks. Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net. We will be right back.
All right.
And more humor is to come.
Woohoo!
If Texas and progress is ours once more, now that we're Being too literal.
No, you fool. We're following orders. We were told to comb the desert, so we're combing it.
Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir. How about you?
Not a thing, sir.
What about you guys? We ain't found shit.
Hey, this is Trencher here from Spankwagon Radio. I'm telling you right now, you either need to listen live on Thursday nights or download them from the archive. Either way, tune in to Spankwagon Radio. If you don't, I'm sending Claude Balls to your house to sing his favorite Tom Jones songs.
Bye, 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 Delilah!
She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady.
Yeah, that ain't pretty, is it? Tune in. Thursday nights live or always in the archive.
Spankwagon Radio.
Well, yes. So they wanted funny ads.
The wacky ads.
Wacky, crazy advertisements.
It's some kooky stuff.
Woohoo! I didn't know what else to say. I ran out of things
God
to say.
God damn, dude. No.
I just said woohoo.
All of a sudden.
It could be worse. Claude could sing Barry Manilow.
Yeah, sometimes they get hard. Yeah.
That's Barry Manilow.
Yeah, dude. You seen his pay-per-view bill? That's Barry Manilow. Oh, Barry Manilow. I'm thinking Barry White.
That's Barry White.
What the fuck?
No, Barry Manilow, you know, at the Copa. Oh, yeah. Copa Cabana.
God damn. Yeah, that made totally no sense, did it?
Hey, folks, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio.
I write the songs that make me hard.
Ah. Well, you can do that all day, all alone, too. All right.
Yeah, it's called Two Live Crew. Dude, man, you know what? I'm getting some old school rap from old school. Yeah, it's like
old school.
It's early 90s.
Yeah.
And now it's old school to me, you know? People are like, who's Dr. Dre? Yeah. But, Two Live Crew, nobody knows who that shit is now, you know? Luther Campbell, who's that? Nah, man.
He, like, fighting Superman?
Yeah, no. We got fucking Pop That Coochie. And Me So Horny.
Yeah, Me So Horny. Dude, that's the venerable classic.
I'm a freaking heat. A dog without warning. My appetite is sex, cause me so horny. They do that fucking Full Metal Jacket
full
clip.
Full Metal
dude.
Jacket clip.
I love that, man. Shake it, don't break it. It took your mom and I must make it. Bend over and spread them, girl. Show me them precious pearls. Come on. I love that shit, dude.
Wow, someone memorized that shit.
Dude, man, you know what, man? I was actually fucking in the car with Tit one day, and he thought he'd be fucking funny, right?
Right.
Okay. He played Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Good song.
You know what I did?
Song.
I opened that fucking sunroof on his car right there, dude, and I fucking started singing that shit out word for fucking word.
See, that's great.
See, Rios fucking was the homeboy rapper and shit, dude. I was like the white boy in disguise, man. I was Eminem in high school, kind of, dude. I know all that shit, dude.
Actually,
my friend, man, you know.
Actually, let me just throw this on the background. MC Club Balls. Actually, here's another favorite of yours.
Yes!
This is another favorite of yours.
Let me tell you about this girl from the I was talking to from the U.S. Shit, I fucked it up.
You fucked it up. Ah, let's take it.
Situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh baby, you got what I need. There you go, man. See? I dig Bismarcky, man.
I think we killed two of our listeners. And whoever said it was Tone Loc, that's Bismarcky.
Fucking Bismarck. Tone Loc's song is, I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Wild thing. And Funky Cole Medina.
Yep.
That's right, man. Yep. Then he fucking had a brief career as an actor and surf ninja.
Does a little acting. Yeah. That's it.
He's and gone. Ace Ventura, too.
Yeah, Ace Ventura. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
A solo mio.
Do you have a mint?
All right.
That's frightening when I do the Ace Ventura talking ass thing to people, man. That just
you fucking I've scare everyone in the office. There's just all right. So
jump up
and yes, we do have Beastie Boys. Maybe I'll throw some up during our next break because I think tonight we're gonna go just a little overboard.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna go over tonight. We're feeling pretty good.
I'm feeling frisky. Cute.
Don't fucking say that in front of another man. I'm feeling frisky.
Now, quick, dude. Quick, cue Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel.
isn't it Play Chop Suey again? Dude, are you guys like the type of people that like to hear that same song over and over and over
dude,
and over?
Dude, were you there the day in the office, man? I brought in that Burn CD, dude, and for like an hour straight, I had Where's My Mind by the Pixies on loop.
Oh, yeah.
I was blasting that in my fucking desk.
Wait,
people were sick of that shit.
Let's see. Song, good song to play over and over and over again. Let me figure that one out while we're talking here. But, yeah. Oh, God, I remember you playing that. Oh, and the one that got us all in trouble at work. The one song that got us all in fucking trouble at work.
Whee! Whee! Whee!
Yeah, right there.
Whee!
Whee!
Oh my god, there was this guy and he came over and he was like, "Wee!" Oh my god, I remember my mom and she was like, "Wee!" Not so late because I don't want to take that. Wee! Oh my god, then there was this guy and he goes, "Hey, I got a knife and go, wee!" So I went up to a sub gangster and he was like, "Yo, motherfucker, wee!" Yo, I saw R2-D2 on the scene, he was like, "Wee!" So I saw a kid in a wheelchair and he was going down the hill really fast. He was like, "Wee!" Yo, we was watching movie theater and this guy, he was like, "I got popcorn!" And I was like, "Oh my god, wee!" When you're a kid and you wanna go wee, but you ain't got drugs yet, you hold on for your life. Hold on to your little gonads and strife. Gonads and strife, gonads and strife, gonads and strife. Gonads and strife, gonads and strife, gonads and strife. Gonads and strife, gonads and strife, gonads and strife. Gonads and strife, gonads and strife, gonads and strife. Gonads in the lightning, in the lightning, in the rain. Whee! Yo, I saw a squirrel across the street and get in my car, so he's like, "Wee!"
Go ahead and strive.
was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good, actually.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
More.
More. More.
You start off. Yeah, you start off. And wee!
And now, think about this. Think about this.
We had a room with about 20 plus computers with sound cards, and this is actually in a flash format,
it's
which
flash
you can get in the links.
Three Brain, I think, is the people who put it together.
It's in one of my links. It's actually in the very first link ever done. Yeah. Series of links. And we had sound cards, and all the computers, you'd walk through the fucking call center.
Wee! That's all you would hear.
And we just fucking...
Our MIS department came through and disabled every sound card.
And the entire fucking building because of that. Like, oh, it was a change implemented by Atlanta. Bullshit.
Yeah, bull.
You got tired of people walking in and saying, wee!
Go that in the lightning! In the lightning! In the rain!
By the way... Wait. Mad props to Trencher for the reintro on that. I didn't see that coming.
Thank you.
That was fucking great.
All right. Where are we? Because
they want a repetitive song. They got it, man.
You wanted it. You want repetitive, and that's one of the worst. I could play a new one, but I can't seem to find it. It's in my hard drive. You know, ding, feather done, ding, feather done.
Would you like an apple pie with that?
Would you like an apple? Yes, and by the way, you wanted chop suey? Oh, yeah. You ain't getting it.
You know what, dude? That's what we gotta do. Let's burn the fucking Burger King Christmas Carol, and let's, like, roll through a Burger King drive-thru blasting that shit.
Really. I'm mixing more Whoppers, I wear paper hats.
Would you like an apple pie with that?
I don't feel like reading any more news. Oh, but here's something, since we are the Krager Talk Show.
Yeah.
Cars, yeah. Real quick here. The New Zealand Ferrari Owners Club say they feel threatened and targeted and victimized after a run-in with the law in Nelson, wherever that is, during the weekend. 26 Ferraris and their owners converged on Nelson on Friday on their annual meeting.
Okay.
The club secretary said everything was going great except for an incident near someplace, Manteca, on Saturday, where he alleges police targeted the group. The police of Manteca were out to get us and stopped two cars for not having front number plates.
Okay.
Now, they were given $200 infringement notices by the police. They felt victimized. He said Ferrari owners often feel targeted by police because they drive valuable, high-performance vehicles. You know, basically, because you drive such a great, high-performance vehicle, you get a ticket. So, let me ask this. Let's ask in the chat room. We got people in the chat room.
You know my fucking opinion on this already.
I know your opinion. Chat room, hello. How you doing? Real quick...
Say we if you're there.
Yeah, I think they figured that out already. Your opinion. First off, tell us what kind of car you drive, and tell us how many times you've been pulled over in a year. So let's go top down. Oscar, what kind of vehicle do you drive? Then Airwolf, then Rev, then Tow, Tune, Vert. Vert we know, but yeah. What do you guys fucking drive? I mean, do you guys get a lot of tickets when you drive? Yeah, Vert talks enough, please. That's because Vert drives where he should not drive. He takes his vehicle. I don't remember what he had. A Lumina. Oscar drives a Lumina. Four times? How do you pull over four damn times in a Chevy Lumina?
God damn.
Astro van? Ford Explorer. But another Lumina? Dude, people.
Fuck, dude.
Drive fucking fun car. And, well, okay, why are you getting pulled over four times, Oscar? Speeding. Vert 1 drives where he damn well pleases. Yes, that is true. 99 Taurus. God damn.
Shit, man.
I thought I drove boring vehicles once in a while with my 99 Stratus in my truck, but
Jesus, people.
God.
He speeds like a motherfucker. Okay, that makes sense. You know, Vert, though, he'll drive
well,
on...
You know what? Mad props to Oscar for speeding.
Yeah, good. Stupidity ticket for being on a highway that wasn't built yet. Yep, Vert got that. He drove on a freeway that wasn't built. He was on the overpass freeways.
Yeah.
And they weren't completed. Like, rebar spikes sticking up anywhere. Oscar, we remember when you had the 74 Cougar, and I remember me whipping 57's ass in that 74 Mercury Cougar. Anywho. Enough with the Krager talk, because Reverend Hammer doesn't like cars. So, we'll move on. And Toe Light, or no, is it Toe or Toon? Toon likes Chop Suey. And is Toon the chick?
I think so.
I hope so. If not, you're a chick now. All right, so, I don't, you know. Chicks always love to drive.
Send me that credit report.
Love the mean, angry songs.
You know what, though? I tell you what, though. Women drivers right there, when they get to become hardcore car fans right there.
They're, like, all into it.
Don't race them on the freeway, mm-mm, man. Mm-mm. They won't. It's not a friendly competition. They will race you to the fucking death.
Trust me.
Trust me.
I've been with my the wife, and we're going down the 95. Yeah. We're heading.
And I'm not saying that degrading. That's a compliment to the women who do drive it, because they drive it like it should be. Fuck.
How in the fuck do you go 60 miles in 18 minutes? How the fuck is that
How the fuck can
Bert,
you do?
You know math, and we're too busy talking to do math. So, Bert, give us the
math.
60
miles in 18 minutes.
60 miles, because that's how long it is.
Yeah, dude, you're doing like a...
My mom's made it from Kansas City to Waterloo in 3 hours. How the fuck? Was your mom in a rental? 137 miles per gallon average? What?
Wow.
Wow.
You're doing good, dude. This one's new insights.
And, it's not 60? Anyway. Crazy women drivers will be the death of us all.
No, not crazy
women
drivers.
No. The fucking dude I was following today down Charleston, who's talking on a cell phone, driving 30 miles an hour...
Fuck, man.
And weaving through all three lanes.
Gee whiz, I think
until he hung up. Then he drove in much better.
Now, I drive a cell phone, but I refuse to talk when I drive.
Yeah. Oh, and one day we were late, raced an Avenger. Yeah, Avengers are pussy cars. I've actually had this conversation with Claude.
Yeah,
2 days ago,
irony.
Actually.
Yeah, literally.
They were cars with shitty motors.
Yeah. I'm also very disappointed as this trench. We looked at a Bricklin finally up close.
We finally got to see a real-life Bricklin.
Got to sit in it.
One of only 2,300 made, and we realized it's nothing more than a fiberglass coffin on a really powerful frame with good motor.
That's it. It was uncomfortable, dude. It was tiny as all shit.
Oh, horrible.
Fucking A. I mean, my car, dude, my fucking DeLorean, man, that's like a fucking recliner on
it
wheels.
It is. Yeah, it's a recliner wheels. It's comfortable. It's built. Like, the guy who was selling the Bricklin goes, boy, this car seems...
Yeah, complete on the inside.
You know?
Yeah. I'm like, thank you, yes, my car is complete.
What a thing to say. Your car's rather complete.
Yeah.
Your car's a walking coffin. Anywho, moving on. Yeah, so Ferrari owners, remember that, though. I mean, you got tickets for speeding, but I don't know if you guys ever just had cops stare at you when you drive by. I remember my roommate.
I have.
My roommate, you have. My roommate, who used to have a lot of more muscle cars, he used to have a lot of shit junkers that you drive during the winter and beat the hell. But he has a Chevelle, mm-hmm, and he has it in the garage, and it runs once in a while, because that's when he puts it all back together after he does some major work that really ramps the horsepower out. And then he'll drive it for a while, take it back home, pull it apart, do something more that gives him more. But every time he goes out, cops kind of watch him. He used to drive a Monza. Now, people who know what a Monza is, it's a little dinky car. It's a small car. It's a two-seater, you know. If I say Monza, it could mean...
Corvair.
No, not a Corvair Monza. A 75 Monza. Chevy Monza made 75 is like a Vega. There was the word. But you could build them up and really make them go fast. He would do wheelie stands, and it was street legal. He did one wheelie stand in the wrong spot, and all of a sudden, a cop noticed. Mm-hmm. Kept following him. Even though a cop didn't seem to do the wheelie stand, a cop saw him down the down pivot, didn't know quite what happened, but every time he would go out into the, you know, drive that car, cops... Always on his tail.
I'll tell you what was something very interesting happened. You know that everybody knows by now my mom sold her house and moved out of fucking state and left me behind for a job.
Your mom moved out of you. Anyhow.
Yeah, my mom moved out of
on
me.
Someone else I knew.
And I ended up, you know, yeah, I know. Echo, deja vu, huh? Hits rather close to home for you, too.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I live on a different side of town now, and I actually was up on the old side of town where I used to live. Specifically, the intersection. I know it won't mean dick to you if you don't live in Vegas, but it's Martin Luther King Boulevard and Cheyenne.
North town. North side of town.
No, it's not north town. It's north side of town.
Well, it's north side of town.
North town is slang for the ghetto. North side of town. This is where I got pulled over twice for doing 80 in a 45 in rush hour traffic
rush hour
in the morning.
Traffic.
Driving in that third lane that like ends in like 500 feet, cutting people off to get back over. Yeah, cop got pulled over. My final warning, which was the clue to me to slow the fuck down, was, you know what? I'm tired. My shift is over. I want to go home. So I'm not going to ticket you today. But guess what? I do patrol this area now, and it is mine. I see your car up here speeding again. I'm not going to pull you over to give you a ticket. I'm going to pull you over. I'm going to impound your car directly. I don't care what it's for. I catch you breaking the law at all. I'm like, yes, sir. So what happens?
Because you've got a rather unique car.
Yeah, I ain't going to let nobody impound my fucking DeLorean, dude, for my cold, dead hands. Okay? So anyhow, I was up on that side of town, and I'm going back to the same intersection. Okay, everybody's in the left fucking turn lane, except for me who's going straight. What do I see in the left turn lane? A fucking police car. One of the Northtown police cars.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do? He looks up, sees my car, fucking stares at me. Starts watching me. Light fucking turns green, I take off, and I'm going. Now, by the way, this is a construction zone. Speed limit is 45. I'm doing 30. How do I know 30? Because they have a fucking radar.
The radar gun.
I hit a fucking pothole, dude. I thought I busted my suspension. It was that bad.
Vert says the obvious real quick. Got to cut in. Oh, yeah, DeLorean. You better have a flux capacitor in it.
Oh, actually, I am soon. Going to have one. I already talked to Trench on the design of that. And
yeah.
You dig it, don't you?
I dig it. That's going to be a cute way to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be
and I did
cute.
Cute.
Now, anyhow, what it is it was really funny because somebody else we work with, Jason Smith, he drives the same route to work every morning as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he says since I have been speeding up through there, and my thing is this right here. Yes, the flux capacitor, you're not far off from that. I see those radar gun things and like that when there's no cops around, and my goal is to hit 88 on one of those things. I want to see it flash 88 back at me, dude, just to be a fucking dick. Now, see, the thing about it is those things actually record speed because they're, you know, monitoring the average speed in the area. So when people see them, they slow down. That's why you get fucking slow speed limits at 25 with two lanes each way. Okay, so if you see those things, speed up, like do a little over the speed limit. But don't fucking be me, okay, and do that shit all the time because we got cops in the area. So Jason Smith says that he goes down there every day, and he says there's at least two patrol cars down there, and they've always got people pulled over.
Oh, yeah.
They crack down on that shit so hard.
Because it was such a wide open area for so long.
Dude, it's like, yeah, there's that third lane nobody ever used.
Third lane no one used, and it was downhill.
Yes.
So you had line of sight for about two, three, 4 miles.
See, so what happened was it's actually
even
four,
more.
Yeah, it's 4 lanes wide at a certain point, all going, not counting the left turn lanes. So you got the lane here,
mm-hmm.
you got the next lane. The third lane, which I was taking, was actually marked off as not a lane. That was actually a painted island. Because the fourth lane was the right turn only lane.
Hmm.
And what they did was they ripped up that painted island and made it an official lane, but nobody ever paid attention to that.
Right.
So I kept pulling into that fucking lane right there, and people started following me, and I kept fucking speeding, and yeah.
Yep, you finally got pulled over. What did he say about going 85 on a surface street?
Yeah, he goes 85. He goes, you can't even do 85 on a freeway. And you know what? I almost fucked up. I almost told him, hell yes, I can. My car can go faster than 85. Yeah, I caught myself like, you're right, sir. Yes, yes. Shame on me. I'm very bad. And what's funniest, too, was he pulled me over twice. The first time, he gave me a fucking ticket, and that was also when I got my no insurance ticket, too. If you want to check the message archives on that one, message boards, I got pulled over for no fucking insurance. That was a $750 fine, which I got out of thanks to a typo. Yes. Yeah. If anybody wants to hear fucking, it's not Krager talk, but it's a fun story about how I got to buck the system a little bit. What ended up happening, too, is I got this fucking 85 and a 45 zone, and what happened was I went to one of these lawyers that Craig P. Carey or Kinney and Associates, some shit like that, cpklaw.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mad props to them, okay, because they helped me with my ticket. What they did is they went in and they got my speeding ticket busted down to 2 parking violations.
That is amazing.
So it didn't go on my record.
And the cop who pulled you over.
Now, hold on. I had the insurance thing, they got waived. They said, okay, if he's got insurance, he'll have to bring it in, which I didn't. But you know what happened when I brought it in? The woman was ending her shift, so she was like, it was an AS400 system like we use at work.
Right.
It wouldn't let her push a billing code through because it kept saying insurance verified, VA, yes or no. Wouldn't fucking let her pass, so she hit yes. So I got my insurance verified.
Wow.
I know. So what ended up happening was the fucking cop pulled me over. And he goes, he's like, I know I gave you a ticket. He goes back into fucking system. Types into that fucking smod, dude. fucking clean driving record on me and my car, dude. That's why he comes out with this puzzled fucking look, dude.
That's good luck.
Pulled my ass over a month and a half earlier, man, doing 85 and no insurance. Pulls my shit up again in the system. It's fucking clean.
Mm. Amazing. By the way, real quick here, it was mentioned earlier and it's been kind of mentioned again. We do have a birthday in the room.
Happy birthday to me.
No, it's not yours. But Toon, who never seems to like any music that gets played on Spankwagon, 22 years old.
Oh, mad props.
You lived another year.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
1 year closer to death. You know, I dig that song, man. If I ever commit suicide, I'm gonna have that and Adam's song on repeat.
It's like an Adam song. Great.
Dude, don't you dig that song?
No, it's okay.
I mean, it's okay. It's a good song.
Yes, Todd, she's legal. Rev is looking out for your best interest. Your best interest. Poor Toon. I'm sure Toon has
gone to spankwagon.vftb.net
and checked out the archives and images. And
who wants mad props? Do an IP lookup for me.
That's great. Yeah, knowing you, Mr. fucking Big Brother,
hey,
I
man,
can
find everything.
Yeah, I practically fucking can. You saw that shit, too.
I saw that.
You thought that shit was fake.
I was like, no way.
Trencher won't let me say this stuff right there, and I can honestly kind of agree with him why. So we're actually in agreement why. Maybe one day if I bring up more stuff or, you know, whatever, we confront the spank wagon.
Let's see. 192.168.0.112 will get you to 2. Well, gee.
Wow, gee, thanks.
Wow,
man.
Is that through the firewall? Or you, what are you pinging there, buddy?
Yeah, I want you to go and I want you to open up your IM access for me. Let me in. Oh, yeah. Come on. Nah, dude. No, we actually found out that, I'm not going to say who. Is that okay?
Okay, well, keep going and I'll just kind of give you the hand motion. All right. Fucking shut up!
Okay. What it is I looked up something on one of our loyal Spankwagon listeners, a new one. Mad props to you. Well, you know, you won't know who you are. And I found out that...
Oh, they will.
Yeah. I actually found out on a message board that...
totally ambiguous.
Yes. That's right, Gary. Yeah, don't say that.
Okay. All right.
I found out that this loyal Spankwagon listener's wife is paying a psychic. I will leave it at that.
Paying a psychic.
And asked a special question I've never seen anybody ask. It was basically fucking gratuity question of, you know, how much do I tip if you know, the bill is this much? It was, if the psychic predicts I win this much money, how much should I pay them? Based upon their accurate fortune predictions. I shit you not. I wish I could fucking share this right there, but that would be like a total invasion of
privacy.
So
if the psychic gives you your magic number, or your numbers, lucky numbers, and you hit them in the lottery, bingo,
I guess you
gotta
like
Keno, whatever.
Tip them something. That was the question.
How much do you tip a psychic?
That was the question that
the psychic.
Our loyal Spankwagon listener's wife was asking this question. Yes.
Man, that's funny.
It was fucking hilarious. I haven't really had a chance to look for more because I've been so damn busy.
But by the way, real quick, it's no one in the actual chat room.
No.
We're finding out every week how many more people actually listen to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Hosted by vftp.net. Thank you, Virtual.
Woo! How many people actually listen to our show but never join the chat room? So first off, let me say this real quick, you know, because even though it's too late tonight, guys... If you're listening to the show, we're here. Chat room, join us. I will say this. I'm going to kiss everyone's ass right now. Thank you for joining the chat room. Thank you for coming over from Ars Anime. Thank you for hanging out while we didn't know whether or not we have balls or not.
Amen.
Thank you very, very much.
You've always got balls, man. They're dangling like the ones you saw in the truck.
God, that was weird, too.
Kinda.
But anyhow, we appreciate you.
Mad props.
Big time. All right.
My latest, I've got some links underway.
Good.
We're getting some good. Mintyass.com.
Mintyass.com.
Rectal mints for freshening
You like stick them in up the ass?
Yeah, for when someone felches you, it tastes pleasant to them.
Ah! What the fuck? No.
Mad props to Brandon who found that one.
Also, oh my god.
Also, a fun site called googlefight.com.
I've seen that.
That was fucking great.
Googlefight.com.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll get the it's a goofy site. Once you see it though, you'll get it, and it is kind of funny. It kind of wears off quickly though too. And I've got a very interesting site I'd like to talk about too. There's a little epilogue leading up to this one. It'll be in this month's links.
Okay.
It's called sfredbook.com.
SF Redbook, San Francisco?
Yes, okay. sfredbook.com. What this site is basically is it's a group of Johns who like to cruise the red light district looking for love in all the wrong places. Now, you don't understand. The city is complaining about this site.
Really?
Yes, because the Johns do everything from as soon as there's a new girl on the street, they see her and they rank her by quality of sexual acts and price paid to not only helping people spot but giving the license numbers of undercover patrol cars and descriptions of undercover officers for Vice Squad.
Whoa.
And their complete names.
Oh my god.
Yes. They found all this shit out, dude.
You know what? That is an interesting interesting thing.
See, that's an upcoming teaser for the links.
Good. And that's gonna rock.
Yes.
By the way, I'm noticing that Vert is talking about losing uploads and downloads. Be careful with the newest update from Apple. It's been chunking Thai books. No known reason why yet. I've just been reading a lot of the different sites. You download the update and it just chunks your Thai book. It hasn't really done much damage to any other notebooks, although like processor usage, people have been saying it's up. So that's a quick geek advisory thing going on there. If you've already downloaded it, fucking sucks to be you.
Spankwagon, we care. Okay.
All right.
We're doing PSAs.
Yeah, we're doing PSAs.
Don't download the update! Ah! I'm sorry, I downloaded. Oh, I'm sorry. Spankwagon, call me Charlie.
Oh,
butterscotch enema. I got minty ass.
All right, we're going to go take a quick break. We're not done.
We're not done, motherfucker.
We're not done, motherfuckers.
We're not going
to run a little longer tonight.
Yeah.
Rev, we're sorry. We should have warned you earlier. It's going to be
a long night. Not too long.
Not too long.
Anyhow, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back in a little bit. You have been listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.vftp.net. The greatest internet radio show ever, and there ever shall be.
Yes. Is this the post office?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I was calling about this new Malcolm X stamp.
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering, whose idea was it to put a militant on a stamp?
I don't know, sir.
Well, I mean, Malcolm X, he advocated violence.
Well, Elvis Presley was a drug addict. It wasn't our choice, okay?
Whose choice was it?
May I help you?
Yes, I was calling, had some questions about the Malcolm X stamp.
Excuse me?
I mean, Malcolm X advocated the use of violence. I mean, is that the kind of person we want on a postage stamp?
This is not where you call.
Jesus Christ, our postal workers are violent enough.
Sir?
Without a goddamn Malcolm X stamp egging them on.
Would you like another phone number, sir? Because you're calling here and you're discussing matters that we just don't have anything to do with.
You got your mailman driving around with a truck full of Malcolm X stamps, and pretty soon he starts hearing little voices. Kill the white man. Kill the white man.
Sir?
Kill the white man. Next thing you know, he's up on a water tower with a goddamn M16. Hello?
Good morning. May I help you?
Couldn't we have put a less violent black man on a stamp?
About
Malcolm Jamal Warner. I could deal with that. I still wouldn't buy it, but I could deal with it.
I've already heard your story that you do not like the Malcolm X stamp.
But
why do you keep calling us and asking us? Because you already don't like the black militant stamp.
I mean, look, it's not a racial thing. I'm surprised the black people aren't protesting, too. Paying a black man 33 cents to take a letter all the way across the country. It's just another example of the man keeping the brother down.
I have your name, sir.
My name is Joe.
Okay, Joe.
I mean,
you cannot call this office, sir, and argue with us about the stamps that are made. Okay?
Look, you don't understand. This stamp is causing me all kinds of problems. I've had to clean out another desk drawer just so I can segregate my stamps.
Joe?
Now, mind you, that drawer is just as good as my other stamp drawer. It's just separate.
Joe?
No mixing of the stamps in my house. Separate, but equal.
Joe, what is your last name?
Look. My wife licked a Malcolm X stamp yesterday. She got jungle fever.
Sir?
Took off with a garbage man. I haven't seen her since. Hello?
Good morning. May I help you?
Look, the last thing we need is a goddamn militant stamp with an agenda.
It was not a militant, okay?
You know, I sent off for a Civil War chess set 12 weeks ago. And my letter had a Malcolm X stamp on it. And you know what?
No.
I never got that chess set. Coincidence?
You are holding up my phone, sir.
I don't think so.
What more do you need from this number?
We need some equal time here. How about a George Wallace stamp? Hello?
May I help you?
Yes, sir. We seem to have been disconnected. Now, look. I got a way to deal with this Malcolm X stamp.
Sir?
I just put a James Earl Ray stamp on the other end of the envelope and let nature take its course.
Joe?
Dead letter office, if you know what I mean. Hello?
Can I help you?
Yes, sir. I put a Marilyn Monroe stamp next to a Malcolm X stamp, and he tried to rape her. I mean, hello?
Come on, may I help you?
Look, what kind of name is Malcolm X anyway? I mean, there ain't no names that start with X.
Excuse me?
What was he, Malcolm Xylophone? Hello?
Come on, may I help you?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, Malcolm X stands for Malcolm X-Lax. Because I use that stamp to wipe my ass. Hello? Hello?
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at Spank Wagon WTP.net.
So far, while we were reading, we were talking amongst ourselves, of course, enjoying the Malcolm X stamp, and then noticing that Airwolf is soliciting Claude services too.
Yeah.
With warnings.
Yeah, mad props to Airwolf.
Why Airwolf?
He's soliciting.
That's Oscar.
Oscar, you said Airwolf.
No, I said Oscar.
Oh, well, fine. Mad props to Oscar.
Mad props
Never
to
mind, Airwolf. Okay. I'm retracting Mad Props.
You can't retract Mad Props.
Fine. Keep your Mad Props.
You give it to me. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping it up here.
I put a Claude Ball stamp next to Marilyn Monroe.
Did I, Sarah Wolf? Well, fuck me in the...
He tried to get her roofies.
Alright, real quick, ladies and gentlemen, you literally, for once I can say ladies and gentlemen, and it's confirmed. Yes. You have been listening to...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Which actually is Spankwagon Radio.
Yes.
Nice.
Home of the radio dyslexic.
or as Virtual One would say, Lex Dextic.
Sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Man, you guys were wasted last night. I like Dude, Where's My Car? That's a fucking guilty pleasure.
That's a stupid film. Real quick, let's see, what do we want to go through? Oh, yes, of course, first off, big thank you for Reverend Hammer for being the official recorder of Spankwagon Radio. Also, let's give Matt props to Claude's alarm clock because it gets more rest than he does. Also, let's...
Who's? Mine?
Yours.
That's what I thought you said, yeah.
Sure doesn't work.
It works. It wakes my neighbors up. You know, that's what wakes me up is the fucking... My doors. Oh, yeah, I had something go on in my fucking apartment tonight. Woke my ass up, too.
Yeah, you told me about the cops.
No, I had something next door.
Oh.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, God. That's never fun.
Then the kid walks in, and I hear the fucking father go, "Get the fucking hell out of here!" And I just hear the fucking go, "What'd I do?"
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Fucking apartment life. Ooh.
Hey, big thank you for, not only for just showing up and then finally realizing that we're having a show, but thank you, big props to Virtual One. And is hosting at VFTP.net, making Spankwagon's at least the website possible and your links.
That's right. Thank you.
Let's see. What else do we cover? Oh, don't even talk about the bell. Fuck the bell.
What bell?
The bell. Okay.
Bell.
The bell. Now, what happened with my roommate? I am like you. I could sleep. Now, if you guys can get a picture, my big fucking head.
Really? You can sleep dead to the world. That's not what I fucking heard. You snore.
Yeah, you fucking do. Anywho.
I was tired that night, man.
Yeah, you were. But check it out.
Separate beds in D.C.?
Thank you. Very much so. We had the window open. He got to listen to the sounds of the city. Ambulances every 15 seconds.
And I'm just going...
He's snoring away like it's nothing.
And your ass is like
fucking
wide awake. You know what?
The bell.
The bell.
My roommate got so pissed off at my alarm going off. Like 2 hours straight, and I would never even hear it. It'd be like 2 inches from my ear. He walked in there with a bell, like one of those ding, 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 bell. He puts it over my head. Ding, 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 ding. I sit bolt upright, beat my head because I was sleeping in a bunk bed at the time. Because we had I had economy space at a bunk bed with all my shit on top, little itty bitty room. Bang my head on the bed. He just rolled. He says, "Turn your fucking alarm off." Or fucking get a new one that I can't hear, but you sure can. The bell. Yes, so when Vert hears about the bell, he's seen the bell. He knows about the bell. Because Vert's like, "Let's go on a bike ride." I'm like, "Sure, wake me up." And he's like, "Are you sure you're going to get up?" I'm like, "Yeah." He will pound on my window. Because the door, obviously I'm not hearing that. Fucking will pound on the window to my room when I live there. To wake me up. Finally, one time he gave up, wrote a note, went bike riding. Sorry. Left it. I was like, "Oh," because I overslept.
I'm sorry, boss.
All right. So mad props to everybody who hung out and listened. Mad props to our friends over at Ars Anime.
Mad props to all.
.com. Mad props to the FTP. Mad props to Reverend Hammer, Oscar, Airwolf, Tone. Mad props to me for being here on time.
Mad props. This is your fucking house.
Of course. That's why I'm here on time, and I'm going to get mad props for that.
Never mind, that didn't work, because even when it's done at my apartment, I would have done.
So, mad props. It was done at your apartment, you were on time. Mad props, and we will be here again next week. Definitely Claude me. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk smack into showing up.
Wasn't he supposed to be here tonight?
He was supposed to be here tonight.
What happened?
I think it's because he has to get up and be at work at 8.
Oh, wow. I got to be at fucking 6. So. All I know is you won't return my emails.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll deal with him later.
We should do
a
live show.
In the harshest way possible.
We should do a live show from his job. Just do it.
Fucking Spankwagon from the Apple Store. All right.
Yeah.
Spankwagon.vftp.net. Have a good night.
The twilight love had arrived.
Jesse the Giant. He's just outside of Las Vegas and is moving toward the resort hotel section. Over.
Spankwagon Audio.
Lucy!
Spankwagon Audio.
Do it.